Devin and I play Vril.
Emil as Bug.
Us as Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Okay, well, if everybody's back, then let's get this going on. That is a great picture you just posted.
Yeah.
I also love the ferret he has on his shoulder, too. That's good.
He's smoking good energy.
And he's smoking the pipe leaf.
Yeah.
I just looked up. It was the first thing that came up under old crazily halfling.
Nice.
Literally the first picture.
What about this guy right here? Post it. He's kind of fat, isn't he?
P-H-A-T?
You should be able to drag it into Discord.
Oh, he's on Discord right now.
No.
Not yet. No, I need more hair. Yeah. Anyways.
So, let's begin. So the three of you are back at the Who's That Big Man Tavern, and you're let's say it's getting dark. So this is like towards the end of the afternoon hot yoga session. There's just a variety of people you see in the middle of the building. Either they're, because it's part of the fertility festival, they're either wearing underwear, not wearing underwear, just kind of letting it all out. And your friend Sherry Twinkletoes is in the middle of the group, just kind of trying to relax and enjoying the yoga as well. What do you guys do?
Important question.
Yes.
What is she wearing?
She's not? Just wearing underwear. She's wearing underwear.
Tell me more. I'm just kidding.
No.
I mean, it can be very important to character development here.
I am a bard. I sing about these things.
No. I think I'm okay.
Cool. Okay, moving on.
Yes. All right. We're going to gloss over that. So what do you guys do, though, as you walk in and see this event going on?
What?
My, oh my.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just waiting for a beer.
Guys, I forgot about this part.
What part?
Well, I forgot this was also a hot yoga place.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Just like at all today or what?
We've always known, but...
Right, hot yoga. Yeah, everyone knows every Tuesday night is hot yoga night.
I just forgot it was Tuesday.
So the bartender walks over to you, the man Tegan Stone, a giant orc again, but much more friendlier. He just walks up. Hello, Florian Bay. It's great to see you again. I'm glad you're here. You're here just in time for your show to start. What time do you want to start? It's getting pretty dark soon. What are you thinking?
Give me a chance to get some alcohol in me, and I'll be ready to roll.
Hey, you got it. Beers for your two friends as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, sorry. This old gentleman was following you. Is he with you guys, or?
He's with us enough to have a beer with us. That's with us.
All right. We'll get three beers coming up. Here you guys go. Enjoy yourselves.
Thanks, Tegan. You're a champ.
I do what I can. If you guys want, you should check it out. We finally got that avocado tree to grow.
Ooh, do you have anything?
Not yet. It hasn't started budding yet, but hopefully soon.
Go. I was just going to say, I'll be on the lookout for arcane magic to help that tree grow.
Well, luckily we have a bit of a figure. We have the man who brought it knows a little bit of nature magic, so he's kind of nursing it along. So hopefully we should be okay. But yeah, any sort of help would be great.
That's good to hear.
So I take my beer in my hand, my mug, and I walk over to the middle of the group of people doing hot yoga, stand over next to Sherry. He's like,
that's weird. What?
I was like, hey, so what's going on? You feeling better? You figure anything cool out?
Not now. I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to focus. Please get off the mat and let me finish this and focus.
You look so relaxed there.
Yes, I'm enjoying myself. Please, careful not to touch the people as you get off the mat.
Oh, they don't even know I'm here.
As everyone's glaring at him.
Just walking out in the middle of the yoga. What are you doing?
Fully clothed with a beer.
Yeah, rude.
Trying to be casual.
Snorkel, I should mention too, this tavern is fucking weird. Like, there's things going on here that you have never seen anywhere else. One of the big things, important things, is that you see up on one of the walls is this like giant, like old map that they're calling the Fey map. And it's important because these guys are finding some weird Fey city, and it has like these weird items that they keep pulling out of it. That's how they found out about hot yoga. It's where they brought in avocados. And I think last time we discussed that they brought boba pearls back to here as well. Yeah.
Wow.
So this place is very strange.
That's impressive. Okay. Yeah. Talk about artifacts.
Ancient artifacts. Talk about treasure.
Yeah, real treasure. As you look over and like there's just people enjoying themselves and stuff.
And
so why, yeah. All right. So if you guys are just gonna be hanging out, then the hot yoga wraps up and you see Sherry puts a towel on and comes and walks over to the bar for you guys. And just, hey, Tegan, can I get a beer? Can I talk to these guys? Hey, how's everybody doing? How's your day?
Oh, well, it was eventful. We got split up and then bumped into this old man. And then Varel almost killed him, as is tradition.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, he stormed off. But what are we doing here? I thought we were going to the tower.
Yeah. Sherry looks over like, Florian? What? I love the new hair and those piercings. Oh my goodness, look at you.
Oh, thanks. You know, I just needed a change. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I see. Avoiding, trying to look a little different for the city, huh?
You know what's up.
Right.
That's my girl.
She goes over to Strongheim. Hi, my name's Sherry Twinkletoes. I kind of work, I should say Bug kind of works for me. I guess not really anymore. We're kind of more partners at this point, but how's it going? This little elf girl walks up to you, or elf woman walks up to you. Or not elf, halfling woman walks up to trying to introduce herself. Sorry.
Me right there. I was like, what? I've been wrong this whole time.
No. She's halfling. I got tongue-tied. But yeah. Strongheim, what do you say to this person who introduces yourself to her?
Person introducing themselves to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, man.
She walks up. This woman, this halfling woman in a towel walks up to you and goes, hi, my name's Sherry Twinkletoes. Bug kind of works for me. Well, not anymore. We're kind of partners now. Nice to meet you. How'd you find these guys?
Oh, you know, that's an interesting question. How much are you looking to know?
Excuse me? That's incredibly cryptic. Why would you ask me that? What? I just want to know what you're doing with my friends, that's all.
They looked like they were lost and needed help. So I'm just joining them for now.
I'll be honest, I could use all the help I can get. I'm a mess.
That's beside the point, Florian. Also, you're doing fine. Don't worry about it.
Aw, thanks, Sherry. You're doing great, too.
Thank you. I've had a very stressful 2 days. I have not slept in 24 hours.
Do tell.
Maybe later when it's a little quieter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm about to loud the place up, Sherry.
That's good. That's good. Are you guys doing your little concert tonight?
Yes, we are doing our concert.
That's a pun.
Trying to make it really obvious.
Yeah, she kind of glares at you like, I'm a professional. Why are you doing this to me? And just like, okay, yeah, that'd be great. I would love to help you guys out a little bit.
No, it's fine.
Out of character, this is a something that this is a move for one of her classes. So, boss, this person who's talking to you is a follower who the other three picked up along the way. And she has her own rules and roles and moves and stuff that goes with her. And what she's doing right now is the move pay up. When you pay a follower's costs, increase their loyalty by 1 to a maximum of 3. You can't trigger this move again until both you and your follower have made camp. So basically, her cost is wealth. So by helping you guys do this sort of concert, her loyalty is going to go up.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Cool. Yeah. Just let everybody know what's going on. I definitely think Sherry, though, kind of like grabs Bug a little bit, like, what are you doing? Can we trust this old man? What's happening?
Well, you know, he had this really nice weed and talked about treasures. I think I like the sound of it. It sounds like we can make some sweet deals off him.
What, like rob him? Or are you saying...
He seems to know where all the treasures are at.
He know how? What does he do?
Well, he
likes ancient artifacts. That's what he desires most.
Oh yeah, that's right. I knew that.
Okay, that's very interesting. As she like fingers, as she fingers Bug's invisibility cloak, which is an incredibly rare and magic item from the age of the Empire of the Salamander.
About it yet, but I was planning to.
Why would you tell him about it?
Because I'm fucking high. I don't know anymore, but I'm
saying he's gonna steal your shit. What are you doing?
Nah, he's too old. He wouldn't be able to sneak up on me. I'd hear his rusty bones a mile away.
Roll plus charisma, Bug.
Huh?
Bug, please roll charisma.
I don't have none.
Okay. Well, tough shit. That's what you're doing. 9.
Your voice?
Okay. So, this move you're doing is a parlay. So, Sherry's going to need concrete assurance right now that this dude's not going to rob you guys.
Smoke some weed with her!
Look at this guy. He's so old.
That's actually a good point. Florian, if you want to aid Bug, this can go up to a 10, and then she won't ask questions.
Absolutely, I want to help him.
Okay, roll 2d6 plus the number of bonds you have with Bug, please. Okay, great, yeah. Okay, so this succeeds. So Florian, what do you say to Sherry as well?
Sherry, have you smelled this guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he smells like he walked in from the swamp. Also, where did he get that weed?
Yeah, it's amazing. He got it from the swamp.
Okay.
It's called dank for a reason, homie.
It certainly is dank out there. All right, I gotta go change. But yeah, just be careful around him. And Bug, don't tell him about the cloak just yet. Just hold off a minute.
She does have a point.
Also, give me like 20 minutes or so to clean up our room. I have all of our information we stole from Dice Surprise, so give me a couple minutes to clean up.
Thanks, Sherry.
All right. Sherry goes upstairs and she's gonna go clean up and take care of things. So what are you guys doing then? Are you getting ready for the show? Are you gonna prep and tune your strings? What's happening? What are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, I gotta get ready for the show.
I'm just going to start taking a look at the crowd, seeing if there's any easy targets.
Okay.
Still just, I'm ready to watch the show, but I'm getting more views.
Good.
I'm going to go to, I think I go up with Sherry and I get, and I like go to the bathroom and get ready.
Okay. Yeah. She definitely, like, she has no problem with you coming up and do that stuff. But Bug, if you're going to be scouting out the room, roll 2D, roll Discern Realities for me.
Plus wisdom, right?
That is a wisdom roll, yes. 13. Good job. All right, you get to ask me 3 questions. What happened here recently? What is about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for? What here is useful or valuable to me? Who is really controlled here? What here is not what it appears to be?
What here is useful or valuable to me?
The fertility festival is kind of starting to get in its full swing. So, like, the city is pretty busy. This place is looking pretty busy as well. Like, just like there's a more people coming in. Like, there's more people tonight than there were the night before. And it might be because maybe the music's a little bit different. Because last night they had the orc speed metal band playing, and maybe that wasn't everybody's cup of tea. But yeah, just once they hear that somebody's playing a fiddle, maybe there's just some more people coming in, and there's just a lot. It's gonna be a busy night.
Okay. What should I be on the lookout for?
I think because it's going to be so busy, I think you look outside and you see maybe a couple more of, like, the city guards walk by. Just, you know, they're just bolstering their ranks a little bit just because of how many people there are in the city right now.
Okay. I guess what here is not what it appears to be.
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's hard.
Is there anything in particular that you're kind of curious about and kind of looking out for? Or are you trying to do anything in particular?
Well, I know that there's... I've seen that man I hate so much, who I know can change faces. So I might be...
That's a good question. Okay, hang on. Let me grab something real quick. Where are you?
Yes, the worst man.
Okay. Yeah. You don't see Geo walk around, but you notice a cat person who's called a Tabaxi walk in and kind of scope out the place as well.
Tabaxi.
Yeah.
That's their race name?
That's the race name for cat people.
That's the racist name for cat person?
No. Cat people are called Tabaxi, yes.
Gotcha. Are they known? I assume they're, like, known to be very agile.
They are. Typically, they live out in the forest or even some up as far to the north. But usually... But yeah, this one seems more like from the forested region.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they walk into the bar all of a sudden.
They just kind of follow in with the crowd, but there's, like, she's, like, purposely trying to, like, move in a way to avoid a lot of people kind of noticing her a little bit. Like, just trying to stay out of people's lines of sight.
All right. So I'm eyeing this new cat person. Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here right now with my good friend Schnorkheim.
Yeah.
At this point, we're like old buds at this point.
Halflings gotta stick together.
You said that once. I kind of stuck in my head.
yes.
But anyways, I guess. So we're Florian's gonna get changed and gonna play tonight, and you know we're gonna try to make some money while they're doing that. So just so you know, don't be alarmed as we slip into the crowd.
Are you explaining to the new guy that you're about to rob all these people?
He's gonna watch us do it, right? Like, it's not like he's gonna be. Like, if we're there doing it, he's watching. Like, he's going to be watching us anyways, right? So it's, like, better tell him now rather than him find out that we're doing it, like, later.
I mean, you don't.
But you said you're going to slip into the crowd, and I think I might slip on the ground soon because getting crossed. So I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You know what? Maybe that's a sign that you should lay down. Take the night off.
I'll see where I can get.
Good luck, old man.
I'll need it.
Also, you don't have a room, so good luck.
Oh. You can just go lay on the bar.
I'm used to sticking it out.
Maybe he can just go lay somewhere on the stage.
I usually just wrap myself in my cloth and hide.
That's ominous.
You just lay in the corner and fall asleep?
Yeah.
Well,
you guys got a lot of time for that. I mean, we haven't even done the show yet, so he doesn't have to go to bed yet. What?
No, I'm trying to stay awake.
Good shit. All right. Varel, where are you right now? Are you wandering back towards the tavern, or are you still wandering around the city? Devin?
Oh, fuck. I've had myself muted. I've been talking, too. My bad.
You've been muted. Sorry.
No! No, you guys were just, like, moving on. I was like, all right, we're cool.
What did we miss, Devin?
Yeah, not important.
All right, good.
Stupid little jokes, but, you know. Anyway, I don't think you guys told me that you were ever leaving.
You just walked. Last time we saw Varel with these guys, he walked away after feeling very angry trying to fight the new halfling.
And I went to the arena, and they never told me they were leaving or anything.
Nope. So
wait, and they went back to the other town, right?
To the tavern.
Oh, in the same town though.
Yeah. Everybody's still in the same city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're just back at who's that big man? So like let's go over to the city map. So like you're over in the arena over here. Everybody else is just down here in the Marina District. And this is where you spent the night last night and tried to do a little drinking game and stuff. So I mean, and this is also where your room is and everything. So
I'm going to say I got hammered at the bar after fighting that guy, though.
Great.
So I'm not sure how well I'm going to be able to find this place back. Okay. Drunk as shit. Try to get... I would assume I'd go back to where we were yesterday. I'd be trying to go that way.
Okay.
But I want to stay in this bunch of rooms that are circular and go in a giant circle. I don't know how to get out, so I feel like I'm getting lost in this fucking arena until someone kicks me out.
Let's roll a wisdom would kind of be like you were trying to see your own, or like you could roll like a charisma just to kind of see like if somebody tries to help you or something, or I think maybe a wisdom to see how the exit for yourself to find where the exits are and stuff. So let's see how it goes. 6. Good. Good shit. Right. Mark experience.
And you wonder why I'm strong. It's because I lose a lot.
Yeah. So Varel marks XP for that. Yeah, I think it's just going to take a long time for you to get home, it sounds like.
weren't they like closing up? No one's going to kick me out now?
No, they're not kicking you out. The way I was thinking about it was kind of like a guild, like, I don't know, like a bad anime, like guild hall and stuff. Like there's somebody at the reception desk and stuff, but everybody has their own bar and stuff. So there's still like people there drinking and hanging out, but like the people who are like kind of like a little bit more in charge and kind of running like different, like keeping tabs on adventuring groups, more adventuring stuff, like those people are gone. Those people are not going to be here anymore. But yeah, there's just having a good time hanging out and stuff. There's probably people in all of these. Rel's left though, but there's probably people just hanging out, just having drinks.
I'm going to say whenever I can't find the exit in each room, I just sit at the bar and just talk to whoever's next to me in each room.
Very nice. Okay. I think you're going to be there. The failure is going to be, though, you're just going to be there a long time. In fact, I don't. So if they're doing the concert, you're not going to be able to earn any more.
That's right.
From doing anything. So I think that will be what the failure is, though.
He's earning experience and knowledge.
Yes. At least XP, yeah. Maybe we'll... he's pretty drunk. I don't know if he's going to like be able to retain any knowledge that he's doing. So we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, yeah, it was a wisdom roll he failed on.
I don't know if his intelligence is better, though.
I think it might be a little bit. I don't know.
No. Your intelligence and wisdom are the same.
Oh, yeah, they are. No, my intelligence is 9. My wisdom is 12. Oh, yeah, but they're both 0s. I get what you're saying.
Yes, which is the important thing. So, yeah. But so it sounds like that was just going to take a while. So you're probably not going to be at least here for at least a little while. We'll come back to you after a couple rolls from these three and see if anything fun happens. But yeah, I think for now, though, you're just in the arena hanging out while going from bar to bar around the circle.
All right, then.
Okay. So for you three, though, what do you do? Sherry Twinkletoes comes downstairs. She's wearing kind of a plainer outfit, a little... despite what everybody else is in the audience and is getting ready for a fertility festival. So maybe there's people wearing like maybe some more like sashes and things like more colorful clothing. She's wearing stuff that at least color wise may match, but you can't really pick her out of a crowd still. So she's kind of ready to pick up some pockets. All right. So should we do the rolls like we did last time, or how are we feeling?
Well, I want to get somewhere to change, aka put on my cloak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put on the cloak for this night.
Okay. And yeah, you do it.
So I put that on, and I just kind of await the concert to start. And I have my eye out for that cat lady.
Okay.
I'm eyeing her.
Good, good, good. Okay. So then, Florian Day. Let's. I believe it was a charisma roll to see how this concert goes.
Woo woo! I start the concert out by coming from the stairs and I start playing and I walk.
Do you have the Tegan Stone like introduce you to the crowd, like get people warmed up and stuff, or do you just kind of walk out and...
No, I just walk out. No introduction.
Okay.
I start Sounds playing.
Good. Great. Roll the charisma, please. 8. Good. Mm. Okay. You stumble, hesitate, or flinch. You get a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice. Are you using your fiddle?
Yes.
This has been... So the last time we really saw you using the fiddle was, I think, the night before when you were trying to... You were dealing with, like, the weird residence you had with, like, that arcane music box, right?
Yeah. Was I using it, though?
No, you just pulled it out and there was like a residence from it while the battery was running. Like, and I think at this point, like with the tower kind of turning on energy to like the entire city, I think as you're playing, like the lights even in this room just start to kind of flicker and like kind of play with your songs and stuff. Strongheim, what does this look like to you? How do you see this sort of like, and this fiddle seems to like resonate with the rest of the kind of arcane lights in the room? What do you think? How does this feel?
Well, basically, I'm thinking I need to roll to see whether I like faint right now or figure out what's going on and
if you're at that point of the night, then that would be a constitution roll.
Oh yeah,
yes, because that deals with your health and if you're able to kind of stay sitting up from all this weed and beer you've been having.
Oh no.
Yay. All right, everybody applaud Boss for getting his first experience point in the game. Congratulations.
Oh yeah. One of the first of a million.
Yep. All right, important. You get a mark experience. Yeah. Just an uptick on it.
All right.
Well done. Well done. Okay.
So I'm done. I'm out for the night. And like you guys can get me up, but I doubt it.
I see you just pass out in the corner there. Like she started playing and you kind of, it seemed like you might have noticed something and then like it was too much for you to take and then you kind of just like zonked.
You're going to have to get me up later, but
I think I think part of this is like you are sick. You described yourself as being a little sick as you came in. That's part of the reason why this role was so bad. It's because you're not feeling well, and then you got super high and you got super drunk.
Messing up.
I think if you're woken up at all, you're going to feel a little bit of confusion, a little bit out of your head. So I went ahead and marked the confusion box under the list. Yeah. So you're going to have a -1 to your confusion.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
A true failure.
Okay.
Crazy old coot.
I should say, too, for getting rid of these sort of, they're called conditions. To get rid of these, it's not just a simple, like, sleep it off type of thing. It's either somebody has to actively heal you, you have to actively spend, like, 2 to 3 days taking care of each individual one of these, or you have to pay 50 coin and drink a healing potion.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, you got 2 of these, it's going to cost you equivalent of either 6 days of rest or 100 gold to fix yourself.
I don't have any gold, do I?
No.
Nice.
Yep. This would have been the time to get it, but you know, maybe Bug's feeling generous to you. So you're in the corner. You're in the corner of the room, passed out.
Curled up. At some point during my performance, maybe look over and see him passed out over there and just kind of throw one of my healing,
Arcane Arts. Yeah, Arcane Arts. Yeah, that would be a role and a choice you would have to make to do it. So, she clear of one enchantment. Yeah.
And of course, I'd work it in my performance at this opportune time.
Sure, of course. But how does the crowd react to the lights kind of flickering? What do you do to cover for this?
I make it... You said it kind of affects the sound, too?
No, the sound is affecting the lights.
Okay, not both ways at all.
Yes.
Well, I kind of tested it out at first.
Okay. Roll wisdom, then, if you're trying to test this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think Bug can help you in this. Because you're just trying to figure out and understand what's going on. Do you like a signal to Sherry to help you in some way?
Maybe I just kind of make eye contact with her and make it look like the hell.
Okay. She can just give you a +1 on this roll then. So this will be a 7. You do not get experience points, but you're able to ask one question from the Discern Realities list.
Okay. What should I be on the lookout for?
Your magic is doing this. Like, somehow the fiddle is the one who's kind of like making the control, kind of controlling the energy and the lights in this way.
Maybe I stop playing and I don't want to scare the crowd.
It could be like a thing like you just do like a little flourish at the end of a song and like just see like what happens when you stop playing for a second.
Okay, maybe I like make a show of it where I stop and I look up and I see what happens. I'm gonna like play a little and then stop and like see what happens. And then I start like kind of almost having a duet with it, maybe.
Okay. When you stop playing, the lights stop flickering. Like, it's clearly like what you're doing is the thing that's doing it. And I think this sounds like you're trying to make an heirloom roll if you're trying to play a duet with it. So I think you should roll heirloom. When you consult the spirit that resides within your fiddle, they will give you insights relating to your current situation. You may ask and might ask you some questions in return. Roll plus charisma. At least it's charisma. You're good at charisma. Ooh, okay.
Good enough.
The 7 to 9, the GM will give you an impression about what's going on. Okay. I think you feel it. I think it's like a feeling of like energy of waves in the music coming off your fiddle that are like resonating in this way with the world around you. And it's trying to like, you see it a little bit with the people as well. Like we, like you've described sometimes as like your music being a little bit hypnotic, and you kind of see it with that and with responding to the energy, and people are responding to your music much more just like enthusiastically than they have been in the past.
Oh, that's nice. Is there any way I could get an impression of what the people are feeling about the lights?
About the lights? I think you haven't failed anything like that so far. So I think people are like enjoying the show. Like they don't, I don't know if anybody is like aware enough of what's going on.
Well, right. Maybe I'm looking for fear. Trying to see if they have fear or not.
If you want to study closer, then I think the general impression is that everybody's enjoying it and people just think it's part of the show. But if you want to study further, you're going to have to roll Discern Realities again.
No, I think that answers my question. I just want to see how the crowd is feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I think the general impression is that people love this. They're enjoying it.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so
what do I do? All right. Well, one of the things is you can help Bug make a roll to steal some shit from everyone.
Well, I was thinking about it. So she's starting this thing.
Yes.
And the weird light thing happened, and now she's kind of into the groove, and she's playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to weave in and out of the crowd.
Okay.
Just
nabbing. Sherry's going to be there helping you. So if you're going to be cutting some purses, then roll. It's going to be Defy Danger Dexterity to be able to act pretty quick. And you're going to get a plus one from Sherry helping you. And it sounds like because Florian's show is so like boisterous and people are enjoying it so much, you're going to get like another plus one from that as well. So you're going to get, I think it's a lot on this, plus two. Okay, so it goes successfully, like without a shadow of a doubt. This is like one of your most successful nights that you've had doing this.
All
right. Let me go over to the loot table so I can figure out how much to give you guys.
Whenever someone says loot, I always think L-U-T-E.
Sorry, gold.
I think it's very funny as a bard.
Yes, and it's enjoyable. Sorry, Emil, you were going to say something?
Yeah, so if we're going to get some loot right now, I'm thinking I basically hand it over to Sherry, and okay, then I make mention of that cat person to her. I was like, do you see this? What do you make of this?
No.
Okay. Do we go for it?
No.
Go for her? I don't know. She's just kind of off to the side. She's not really in a good spot for us to kind of get anything. We have enough people here. Let's just not do anything too crazy just yet.
I won't be too crazy. I just want to check it out. I won't even touch her. I'm just going to check it out.
Be careful.
Careful is my second to last name. Okay, here we go.
Hang on a second. Let me see how much gold you get. 2d6. 7. Good. Okay. I'm going to just make a note of that for later. Okay. If you're going to go over, though, and try to scope out the tabaxi, though, this is going to be a discern realities around her and ask it. And then ask, you get a plus one because you're using the invisibility cloak for this.
Okay.
10. Good shit. Okay. So you pass. Great. Ask 3 questions from the discern realities, please.
All right. So who's really in control here?
Florian Day is in control of this place. Like, she's like, everybody in the crowd is just enjoying it. It is a lovely show. Sorry, I should say it's Florian Bay's show that everybody's loving and enjoying a bunch. And she kind of has command of this tavern.
And the Tabaxi. Like, the Tabaxi's super into the show as well.
She seems to be enjoying it, but she's just kind of sitting at a table, not really, like, trying to... She's not, like, exerting anything or doing anything. She's just kind of enjoying a beer, enjoying the show.
So I'm just looking at her still, and I'd like to know what here is useful or valuable to me.
Let's see. I think so. Way back when you first fought against a man in the mask who was originally impersonating Sherry Twinkletoes and took the mask off and became Geo Dawngazer, he was using like this rope to attack you, remember?
Yeah.
I think, like, you see a similar rope in her bag. Like, I've been thinking about this rope as being like almost like a silken rope with like metal tips on it.
Interesting. I want it already. I already know I want it. But anyways, I have one more question left. Yes. What happened here recently?
What happened here recently?
Maybe like what happened with this Tabaxi recently? Like, can I see anything on her where she might have been recently or came from? I don't know.
What would you be looking for? Like, you know that Geo was kind of working with the city council, so would you be looking for like a badge or something on her?
Yeah, maybe for a city marker or some like symbology from like one of the tower or something like symbol or a marker that would link them to the tower or the city or to Geo or something like that, I guess.
Then, what happened here recently? Maybe then I think you find almost a suspicious amount of no markers on her. Like, she just bought, like, this is all, like, everything she has on her is almost brand new, like, way too clean, way too marked up. Like, she, like, something she did, like, either she just bought all of the stuff that she has on her right now, or she's trying to hide something.
Okay. And her bag that has this whip thing, or that has this rope, is it like well guarded right now, or is it just kind of like hanging out?
It's well guarded. You'll have to roll again to get it.
Makes sense. I'm tempted. I'm gonna sit there and stare at that rope for a bit.
Okay.
Let it tempt me, you know.
Sure. Okay. Then while all this is going on, let's say the show's been going on for quite a while. Varel, do you think this is enough time for you to be able to make your way back here, or are you still lost in the arena, so to speak?
I would say he at least made it out the arena. I'm going that way, so, I mean, if nothing gets in my way, I imagine I made it there.
Okay, yeah, I think it took some time. Like, it's been a couple hours now into the show, maybe 2 or 3 hours or so, and I think now, like, would be a good time for you to, like, be able to stumble in to the tavern again. And you see Florian Day up on stage, the crowd is loving her in a way that you have not seen.
I'm sweating. I'm scared.
I can't imagine, yeah. I think definitely think Twinkletoes eyes you up like, you okay up there, Florian?
And I'm just like, God. But having a great time, of course. I love the attention.
Sure. Maybe feeding off of that a little bit. Something about the magic's keeping you going a little bit as well.
I'm like sweaty, pale, and manic. Does that sound good?
Sherry's eyeing you. She's a little nervous, but she's making sure, you know, that you're okay.
Okay. She's coming back.
She's trying to. I should say, too, since you guys just paid her price, her loyalty is going to go up from a +1 to a +2. So, yeah, she's feeling fond about you guys and wants to help out.
What was her price?
Wealth.
What did we give her?
Basically, you let her just take part in this concert and helped you rob a bunch of people. So,
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that was basically the price that she was looking for. So hers is a very easy one, and we set her up generally to like you guys, and was impressed with the way you guys were doing the concert before. So tonight she's been helping you guys out.
Nice.
Yep, which is why you guys were able to steal 700 gold.
Oh wow!
Tonight?
Yes.
Holy shit!
Yup. Good night. And that's even before Florian Day is going to roll for making gold off the show, too.
Oh, God, yes. Are they just throwing gold at me? Please throw gold at me. It's going to hurt, but I'll take it.
I think there's a couple people. They try to avoid you. Just make sure it gets up on stage. But, yeah, they're throwing coins.
I mean, I want to say I actually kind of duck in the way to, like, kind of hit them because I like the way those bruises look.
A couple nail you in the head. Yeah.
Yes, sure. Got there. Okay, what am I rolling?
Let's see. Not as much as that. Let's see. I think this is going to be... Roll 2d10, please.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit different, but... Good. People throw 100 coin worth of gold up at you.
Wow, what a wonderful round number. What a great night.
I know. It's been such a good night for everyone.
I'm so afraid.
What? I just gave you 800 gold. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, so God. What are you guys worried about?
What's going to happen next? Oh, God.
So how does the rest of the show go? Does it eventually wind down after a couple hours?
Does Varel make a scene when he enters at all?
That's true too. Varel, when you come in to this crowd, like, what are you trying to do?
Sure. I'm wasted as shit. So I come in being the life of the party. I just walk onto the dance floor and just start screaming, Varel!
People scream along with you. They don't know what you're screaming, but like everybody's just into it and like immediately. You're somehow in the middle of a mosh pit already. It's just like it's formed around you immediately. People are loving this party.
Oh my God, this is such a great performance. Oh yeah, at some point I gotta revive our dude.
Do you want to
roll an arcane art for that then?
Yeah, poor boss over there in the corner. I mean, Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer. I start to sing a ballad about Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer.
Nice. Roll charisma then, please.
You might already know a ballad.
Six.
Oh, no!
Okay. Experience.
So, yeah, you get XP.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man, this magic goes wild.
This is going to be weird. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
You're trying to do their mind is shaking clear of one enchantment, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, there's all sorts of things.
Then I think people stop dancing. And, like, as soon as you start doing this, people, like, they, like, blink and kind of, like, shake their head and wake up and start to leave. And, like, people are talking, like... What was that? What did she do up on stage? What was that thing with the lights? We gotta get out of here. And people start making their way towards the door and leaving.
Aw, shit.
What was her name? Florian Bay? Florian Bay? Oh man, we gotta get the guards to look after her. Something's up not right about her.
Just for visual, drunk ass Varel is still getting the fuck down on the dance floor though.
Oh sure. There's still a couple people. Not everybody has stopped dancing. Like there's probably a couple people that go even harder. I think at least half the crowd leaves as soon as you try to do that.
Is there any way I can like try to have a do the heirloom roll and work that to try to get them back in a sense?
No. Like you're trying to
get the end.
Well, the only thing. See, that I think that would be the hard part because, like, it wouldn't be an heirloom because, like, we would have to go from the resolve of this arcane art is that half the crowd is going to leave and they're going to start talking shit about you. If you want to fix that in some way, somebody else would have to aid you. But I don't know how that would work, especially with your weird magic like this.
Well, shards.
Yeah.
How is the tabaxi affected when this kind of spell lifted?
Drunk Varel can't help by just being more into the party.
No, I think this is gonna, people are more gonna, are waking up, and I think they're gonna go. Like, they are clear, it, they're aware that some magic was happening here, and they're starting to leave.
Gotcha.
Like, it wasn't just people enjoying it, like, there was something charmed about what just happened. So, I don't think you have the ability to help with that. The Bug, to answer your question, the tabaxi seems unaffected.
Unaffected.
Yeah.
It's still sitting there then.
Still sitting there enjoying herself, but like utterly unaffected.
Hmm. I take note. Okay.
All right. So as you guys are filling out though, I think after... How much, yeah, Sharkov, you're still asleep. You're still passed out in the corner. She failed this role. You don't wake up. Yeah. Right. So after a couple hours. Nuggets. Yeah. But after a couple hours, though, I mean, after this happens, how much longer do you keep playing? Do you go like a little while longer or do you wrap it up?
I keep going.
Okay. Try to get the magic back a little bit. Or...
Yeah, try to just, you know, if I stop now, it looks suspicious.
Okay.
But at the same time, I hear people talking about guards, don't I? And I don't like that.
Yeah, like people are kind of wary of you a little bit. Just kind of like what happened on here. Yeah.
I don't think they're talking about spirits, so it doesn't seem like anything that guards are going to really care about. But if they found out about the con, that's bad.
Yes. Also, you're trying to hide who you are from your parents.
But I look so totally different, but my name sucks.
And if word gets out that there's a Florian Bay who's been playing magic or who's been doing shows and stuff, I mean, that's actually a good question, actually. Do your parents even know that you're a type of singer and dancer? I imagine you must have learned something. Like, yeah, is your mom the type of person who would have tried to teach you to play the piano while you were a kid?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think I sang for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if word gets out that there's a singer and there's somebody who's been playing a fiddle and a singer named Florian Bay out in the Marina District, I mean, people may start coming to look for you.
Yep. I'm feeling like it's time to get the F out of here. But man, okay. I wanted to sleep up there tonight.
You can talk to Tegan Stone. I mean, he may not kick you out, but who knows? I mean, I wonder if he was actually... I wonder if the bar was so busy that he even noticed what was going on. Somebody could talk to him and find out.
Yes. But I gotta keep playing for now.
Okay. If you keep going and keep playing, I mean, I think Tegan's going to respect his deal of like, hey, you're playing, you're going to get a room. So at least for tonight, I mean, should be fine. But maybe for tomorrow, you have to talk to him and see if he'll be okay with you keep playing.
Yeah, but hopefully he doesn't like, if they come asking about me, he doesn't like, oh yeah, she's up in room two.
Right. That would definitely be a role to find out, so. And luckily, you guys just made a shit ton of gold. So, and you have a master thief near you with connections to the local thieves guild. So maybe you can ask her to bribe a few people.
Oh,
hey, that sounds like a great idea. Well, I would love to just go kick down Tegan some money anyway.
Sure. Yeah. He'd appreciate that.
How are we going to split that 700 up?
That's a good question. I'll have to figure that out.
Picks up. We can split it. I think just four ways would be fine, right?
Well, if we just cut some off the top right now to bribe to ensure that Tegan doesn't just automatically throw us to the wolves here.
That's probably a safe bet. She would definitely make a recommendation on how much to kick up to him. Where is that? Bribes. Here we go. I think she just goes like, I think like somewhere between maybe, it's a big show. So maybe 50 coins, maybe 80. I think 50 we can swing. We can talk to
him. Okay. Let's give him a little. Let's give him 60.
60? Okay. Yeah. We'll do that. Great. Who do you want to give? Who do you want to be? Do you want to sweet talk the bartender, or do you want to give it to Sherry?
I think it should be me.
Okay. So it sounds like though this is like the show's done though. Like this is end of the night. You guys are sitting around the table.
Let's kind of end the show for sure.
So if the show has ended, is the Tabaxi gone? Because I was thinking I was going to try to do the swipe if I can. Okay. I'll roll the dice. My curiosity is getting the best of me. It's like, what's in that bag? You guys can try to talk me out of it.
At this point, I'm still playing at this point.
I think you see the Tabaxi finish up a beer and start to like pack up and like tuck a bag underneath like a cloak or something. And she's going to try to make her way out the door. So do you take this time to try to steal it from her then?
So she's like, what? She takes the bag. It's kind of like around her shoulder or something like that.
Yeah, like around her shoulders.
Okay, so I would have to try to reach in and pull something out without her realizing, essentially.
Do you have a move for that? I thought you did. Yes, trick of the trade. When you pick locks or pockets or disable traps, roll plus dex.
All right.
11. Okay. 10 plus, you do it, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. I reach in, I find that rope. That fine rope, and I pulled out.
You grabbed the rope. I don't know if
there's anything else in there that I could feel around for, but that's the only thing I really saw in there. So that's the only thing I was looking to grab. But if there's anything else of interest that I feel in there, you can let me know.
You grabbed the rope, and I know you got a 10, but I'm sorry. Rope grabs you back as well.
Okay. This rope is like sentient or something, or magic, of course. So. I'm fine with it grabbing me. I'm just going to grab it harder.
And the Tabaxi turns and looks you dead in the face.
Even though I'm invisible?
Yes.
Is it a tail? You pulling on this cat's tail right now?
What, I am?
No, you're not. You got the rope. You succeeded on that.
All right, so I have the rope, and I don't know if she can't see me, but it seems like she can sense me. So I'm just going to slowly try to back up. Well, I have this rope in my hands that also has me by it.
Pull the rope out. The rope, like, you pull it out, like, you don't pull it out in a roll. It, like, comes out long ways, like, wrapped, and, like, she can clearly see, like, okay, there's something here who's pulling this, and she's going to stab you now.
Stab me? Except for I'm pretty sure I can act first.
No, DM just said, bro.
No, he's got a move, unfortunately. He literally has a move called shoot first. You're never caught by surprise. When an enemy would get a drop on you, you get to act first instead. So this person's gonna pull out a dagger and like try to like take a swipe right in where the air is. So where are you? What are you gonna do? How do you avoid this?
Well, I have, so basically if I dive one way or the other, the rope is just going to follow me and she's going to see it regardless, right?
At this point, yes.
Okay. So I have, one more use of an oil of Tajit.
Okay.
And, as I see her like reaching for the dagger, mm-hmm. like I kind of, I want to take the oil of Tajit. And basically, I want to have it basically on my hand because I can apply it. I can just touch it on her. I want to kind of like just grab her hand, the hand that she's using to reach for the dagger.
So you'd be like envenoming your hand, basically?
Which is okay for me, though, right?
You're immune to the oil Tajit, yes. So.
Exactly.
Okay. Would this work?
I mean, I don't know if it even works on cat people, so, you know.
Because you're able to act and do this, I think you need to roll a hack and slash, I think, because she's still going to try to grab a knife and come at you. So, but you're trying to act first. So I think this might... You're just using your hand, though. You're not using your weapon.
Yeah, because my weapon lets me roll dex for hack and slash, but I'm not using my dex here.
And if it's just your hand, then it's your strength. Actually, no. I'm doing this wrong. So you see it coming. This might actually be a defy danger of either defy danger dex or defy danger intelligence for thinking quick. So I think, yeah, because she's trying to like pull a knife out. So I think this is going to be like a defy danger dexterity. God. Okay.
I'm too good at this. Trying to kill me at a turn.
You apply this poison to her. You see a flash of something blue, like come out underneath where you touched, and the poison is no longer applied to her.
So she has like a what's the word for that?
An immunity, a shield, or
immunity, some sort of like a ward. Ward is the word I was looking for.
The
like,
built-in gland, bro. It just absorbs it.
In that case, I noticed that it doesn't seem to be working.
She grabs her dagger and slashes across where the air is for 6 damage.
Okay. So, does she hit me or do I have to try to dodge?
No, she hits you. Because, fun fact, when you, let's see, the effects of your invisibility cloak ends if you attack someone.
Okay, so when did I attack her, though? It's like, is me applying the poison to her attacking her?
Yeah, when you tried to poison her, that's definitely attacking.
Okay. All right. I'll take 6 damage.
Okay.
Ah, my face.
What's everybody else doing? You see this Catwoman cut bug.
I'm immediately thundering over there, drunk as shit.
I guess I keep playing.
Actually, that's a good point. Florian, are you trying to like distract the crowd so this little fight goes on in the corner?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I play harder.
I think that's still going to be a defy danger charisma for Florian. Let's see how that goes first, and let's see how this bar bites out. 14. Yep, totally enthralled. Wow. Varel's able to notice, but everybody else just kind of seems to be enjoying the music for some reason. Very strange.
Florian's great.
Yeah. So Varel, what are you doing here? You're trying to run over?
I see what was happening and I'm just like running over there full on.
Okay. This Tabaxi is going to just take the rope and try to just run out the door.
It's still kind of wrapped around my wrist, isn't it?
It let go. It's like a sentient thing. It lets go as soon as you're cut.
I let go. I'm pretty happy with this thing. I'm all in at this point.
Oh, you still hold on to it?
I'm still holding on to it.
Okay.
I'm looking to you. Even though you got injured. I got injured, but I'm still holding on, and I'm trying to now use the rope if I can to like try to tie her, like run around her, and like wrap her up with it or something I can do.
If you're going to hold on to the rope, mark the shaky tag underneath dexterity as this rope, this sentient rope, is going to try to, like, hinder you.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But she sees Varel coming at her. So you're just going to come in swinging?
I'm drunk. I want to think my intention is to be swinging, but I feel like I'm just going to, like, body bash into her accidentally. It or whatever.
I still think that's a hack and slash because she's trying to kind of get away and get out and maybe hurt Bug a little bit more. But okay. Yeah, I think it's a hack and slash.
All right.
9. Okay. Yeah, so you try to slam into her. Roll your damage.
God, I'm drunk as shit.
You slam into her against the wall, though. So, I mean...
Is that still a +1 because of the wolf thing?
Yeah, it never
took it off.
No. If he's asleep and passes out, I mean, he can't maintain the spell.
That's okay. Fair.
Okay. But, she goes in and scratches Varel for 11 damage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's a bitch.
But you get her, you slam her up against the wall, and she's now going to take both her ropes and try to, like, pin... I guess, you don't have, you ignore forceful. So she can't like push you up.
No, yeah.
Use the rope to like bind Varel and try to wait, hold.
If he's trying to bind, if Bug's trying to bind her with it already.
Hang on. The rope is sentient to and is listening to the Tabaxi. Okay. So Bug is absolutely not in control of the rope. He is not trying to bind up. He cannot bind this Tabaxi.
But I am at least hindering it. Kind of like it's hindering me. I'm also hindering it from being
a little bit. Yeah, like you have one of the ends wrapped and it's like wrapped around you and stuff. So, but she's going to try to do the same and just kind of like trip up Varel. So Varel, what do you do to avoid getting your feet tied together, basically?
Spread them as far apart as I possibly can. And just stand there in like a football player stance with my legs really far apart.
This sounds like you're trying to defy danger by enduring it.
Sure.
That's plus your constitution, please. Yeah, he cannot trip you up. You are like maintaining the stance. Well, luckily though, you're still standing still in order to prevent this, and this Tabaxi is actually going to change your mind about something. Bug, you have that invisibility cloak on, right?
Yes.
She's going to try to steal it off of you. What do you do?
I see her coming at me, and I see her like, I guess I see in her eyes that she's looking for it. Like, so I basically hold the cloak like very close to myself, like, oh no, this is mine, and I start running away.
Are you start getting away? Are you able to with this rope tied up? Roll defy danger charisma.
I've left at this point. I let go of the rope, and if it's not let go of me, then that's on it.
It has not let you go, so you need a rope defy to get away.
Dexterity still.
Let's see. Are you trying to power through, get away by acting fast, enduring, quick thinking, or mental fortitude?
It's probably kind of like enduring, like trying to. You know, because the rope is holding me back and I'm trying to, like, you know, run away from it, I guess. So I'll try, like...
Then that would be plus the roll plus your con, please. 13. Okay, yeah, you're able to get away. And she, with her, with you kind of running away out of the way and stuff, she kind of decides that this isn't worth the fight. And she's going to try to, like, take the rope with her and run out the door and just kind of get away from you guys.
I'm definitely trying to grab her by the tail and holding it.
That's so mean.
I don't give a fuck.
I think that's dexterity. Yeah, roll dexterity. 10.
Give me that tail.
Damn.
All right, you're able to grab her. What do you do?
You ever seen someone try and like fling like a jump rope over their head in like a helicopter circle? I'm going for that.
This woman's not going to love you for doing that.
She scratched the shit out of me.
Yeah, she did. I think that's going to be... That's probably still hack and slash then, just because you're trying to deal damage to each other, right? Yeah. So I think okay. That's still on strength.
Wait, so what was my dex? Oh, for the to grab the tail.
Just to grab her, yeah.
Damn.
Good. Okay. You know how you're worried about... You know how, cats hate it when you grab their... feet, either grab her tails like that.
Yeah.
She deals 7 damage to you. How much life are you at? 10? Okay. Good shit. Have you been subtracting your armor from this?
I have not been.
Okay. Oh, I have two. I have one extra health. Yay.
Don't forget that, please. Okay. She's able to cut you and just bolt out the door.
Wait, I didn't want to let go of the tail, though.
You still want to be holding on to the tail?
Yeah, I'm not letting go of the tail. What do you mean? Yeah.
You gotta roll again then.
All right.
To keep holding on, that would be to just to take this hit, that would be a con, I think, just to endure through it.
Damn.
Nope. Girl's gone. Mark experience. You go for one more swipe, and she's gonna go for one more swipe as well.
So I roll strength then?
No, this is part of the failure.
Oh.
So you go to grab her tail, and she just gets you with her knife, and she's out the door.
Made that impossible on purpose.
So you take another 7 damage, minus your armor. What are you at, by the way?
6.
Oh, good. If it wasn't for that armor, would you be dead right now?
No, I'd be at like 1 or 2, maybe 3, because I only saved 3 damage, I think, total this whole time.
You should have 2 armor. What?
Oh, well, then I would have saved 6, so I should have 3 more life, which would put me at 9.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, this Tabaxi's cutted you guys up, so what do you guys do? She's gone. She's out.
With her whip? With her rope?
Yeah, with the rope.
Dang it, guys. I really wanted that rope.
I think Sherry comes running over like, guys, what just happened? What was that? Why are you starting a fight in the middle of this bar?
I'm already out the door yelling, chasing.
She's gone.
Yeah, I'm just drunkenly running in the wherever direction I think she might be. Man, remember, I'm wasted.
Yep. Okay. But I think Twinkletoes comes over to Bug like, Bug, what was that? Why are you fighting in the middle of this? Why are you we're trying not to draw attention.
I almost had it, okay? If she would just let go of the rope, it would have been just fine.
Rope? What are you talking about?
She had the rope. The same rope that Geo had.
That was a member of the Cult of the Salamander?
Maybe, probably. She was very weird. She had no markings that I could find on her, but she definitely had the same rope as him.
There's more of them in this city. Okay. We got to be careful.
I'm always careful.
She just glares at you like, you liar. Okay. Okay.
All right. So then that
kind of retconned a lot of this around to take place during when the show is. So let's go back to after the show when you guys were trying to divide up the money and trying to decide how much you should bribe the bartender.
Yes, yes, yes. That all happened during the show and now we're done.
Yes. So I think Sherry suggests maybe we should bribe him 50 or 80 coins. How are you guys feeling? Remember, now there was a giant fight in your bar.
Yeah, let's give him the 80.
All right, we can do 80. That sounds
fun. Actually originally thinking like 100.
I mean, 100 might be great. That might actually buy us another night here if you want.
Yeah. I don't know if we should stay. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, we'll check it out. Yeah, we'll have to put some ears out to the city and see what's up. Okay.
That sounds good.
So you're 80, so you're at 620 coins plus the 100 from the show, and you guys still have quite a lot of money still. So okay. Schrockenheim's still passed out in the corner. Do you guys go and check on him at all or try to help him up, or what do you guys do about him?
I slowly walk over to him. Just look down, like, how did you sleep through all that? And I just try to, like, you know, push him around so I can see his face. Like, you still breathing there? You okay? Need some help?
Anything I can do for him?
I don't know. Maybe just pick him up.
You can always try your arcane art again.
I'd like that.
All right. Roll plus your charisma, please. 12. Okay. So this man is sick and confused. So which one of these do you remove?
The sick, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So, Schrockenheim, you kind of wake up feeling a little bit more refreshed for some reason.
Okay. But now I have now I'm confused instead of sick.
Yes. But I mean, you're feeling a lot better for sure.
Yeah. Okay, what time is it anyway?
I'm imagining like maybe close to midnight or something.
Oh, wow. I think
at this point, like the show's over and everything, so people are clearing out.
Well, I just slept for a few hours, right? So I'm ready to do everything.
Great, good.
Oh, good to see you all energetic. I think I'm going to bed. And of course, you see me like with a bloody face.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Oh, that was a cat. Don't worry about it. You missed everything. I gotta tell you, we run into some pretty crazy situations here. You should really watch out.
All right, I'll be on the lookout.
Better.
Well, I think this might actually be a great place to kind of end the session for the night.
I think that works because I'm like yawning to the point of tearing up right now.
Great. Okay. It's a good shit, everyone. Okay. So, boss, what'd you think of your first Dungeon World session?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Great. Can we count on you coming back soon?
Yeah.
Great.
Yay!
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.